praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down.
God has seen fit to let the wheels of our lives roll on. And we're glad about that. We thank God for His wonderful and glorious blessings. And we had some singing today. That's not unusual with our song leaders. Amen. Tell it today. And we thank those two brothers who direct our singing. Makes me feel like getting up and leading some songs. You say, please don't. They're watching now. Watch it. Praise the Lord. Calling your attention to the book of Romans, chapter 8, for just a few minutes. Romans chapter 8, commencing with verse 14. And we'll read several verses, probably over to verse 29. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. Well, as many as are led by of the Spirit, or by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again. I mean, he says not we, but you. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, it's just exciting reading the words of God, reading God's holy book, the Bible. And when we realize that we are sons and daughters by reading His Bible, that should make our day every day. As to whose we are, because of whose we are. Amen. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are, not maybe, might be, we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Isn't that exciting? Ooh. Verse 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the down payment of the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same, who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption and to the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know, not guess, we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved, praise God, by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh what? Intercessions for who? For us, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Isn't that good news? Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And you can put a note in your Bible and read Hebrews chapter 13. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. Verse 28 again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Ain't that the gospel truth? All things work together for good. That's in our Bible. And as we walk with the Lord, we should not worry about anything. When we read our Bibles and read particularly regarding the preachers, the apostles going here, there, and yon and preaching the gospel in all kinds of situations and circumstances without fear. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Those that deal with God must deal upon trust, faith. Faith is the evidence, hope, the expectation, and all things, of things not seen, rather. Faith is the mother of hope. We do with patience wait and dealing with our Heavenly Father. Hold to his hand. He knows everything. He knows what's going to happen not only yesterday. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow and every day that comes in anybody's lifetime. God, our Father, knows. And therefore, the Bible talks a lot about faith regarding God's children. Faith is the mother of hope. We do with patience wait. And hoping for this glory, we need to understand that we can't rush God. Patience. To bear the things, even when it comes to suffering, we must meet with the suffering in the way of knowing that I'm a dedicated, faithful child of God, and everything is going to be all right. We read about the history of some of our apostles, even in the Bible, how they suffered, and suffered without fear, because they knew whom they were suffering for and why. Our way is sometimes rough. Our way is sometimes rough and long. But he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Therefore, even be patient when the baby cries. Therefore, though we seem to tarry, it becomes us to hold to God's unchanging hand and patiently wait for our Lord to see us through. Though it may seem sometimes that God is waiting a mighty long time, hold to God's unchanging hand. We know not why he delays from our perspective, but we know that there is no such thing as defeat when it comes to God and those who are walking with the Lord. Paul and Peter was in the same prison at the same time, nearing the end of their lives. They wrote letters to churches of Christ, while they were in prison. The letters that they wrote was blessings to the sons and daughters of those different congregations. They were not worried about being in prison because they knew that they were walking with the Lord. And if they died, they would die in the Lord, regardless of situations or circumstances. The Apostle Paul speaks of us. He puts himself with the rest of us. Weakness, distraction, and prayer is what all the saints deal with. Even today, in this day when we say this is the days of wisdom. But we also, as sons and daughters of God, have those days that we deal with the times and the situation and the circumstances, not always as we believe that God is well pleased with, because we start worrying. Sons and daughters of God, as we read our brothers and sisters and what they went through compared to what we encounter, there is no comparison. They just kept the faith and they kept holding to God's unchanging hand. If so great a saint as the Apostle Paul knew not what to pray for, what little reason do we have regarding that duty? We do the best we can with what we have, knowing I've been baptized in the watery grave of baptism. I've been added to the family of God, the Church of Christ. And I am endeavoring to daily to walk with Him. And whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, let's remember those who've gone on before us. Just because we are members of the Church of Christ does not mean that we will not suffer. Amen. But we know who holds everything in His care, including His faithful children. The Bible is not lenient. The Bible does not hesitate to let us know that there were all, or even in the Old Testament, that there were individuals who walk with the Lord. And their lives were taken. God allowed it, but they died in favor with God. No matter what goes or what comes, make sure you're calling an elect. Calling, and you're answering in such a way that God is well pleased. Because you want the day when He wakes us up to hear Him say, "Well done, a good and faithful servant." We don't do what we do primarily because of who we are. We do what we do primarily because of, amen, you got it, because of whose we are. What little reason do we to jump off the boat knowing the power of the God that we serve? Knowing who we serve, knowing why we serve, who we serve. As we read Holy Writ, New Testament, Old Testament, there were times, and there will be times, B, capital B, times, when God allowed His servants to be tested. But also, remember what, preacher? For God so loved the world that He did what? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Do you think for a second the God when you read Genesis 1 and 2, that God cannot take care of his only begotten son. God sent his only begotten son to the earth, knowing how he was going to be treated. Why ought we to worry when things don't go the way we would like for them to go? We sing the song, "Hold to God's unchanging hand." Amen. The spirit and the heart helps. It helps dwelling in us, working in us as a spirit of grace and supplication and encouragement, especially with respect to the infirmities we are under when we are in a suffering state. That is when our faith is most apt. That is when our faith is most apt to jump up and leave us. But it can only do that. It can only do that if we let it do that. The Spirit, as an enlightening servant, as an enlightening spirit, teaches us what to pray for. Teaches us not only what to pray for, but how to pray. And it gives us a comfort. You know, it's just comforting when you're praying, you're in trouble. Lord, please have mercy. I mean, we can be shown up with the Lord when we're being challenged. Now, this intercession, which the Spirit makes when we are talking, when we endeavor to talk with the Lord, the Spirit, as we pray in those situations and circumstances, our spirit can, I don't know how it's done, and God didn't tell me, but the Bible talks about the servants of God with groanings, praying with groanings, which means that God shown up listens. But don't be surprised, because it says, even the Bible says, groanings that cannot be uttered. The strength and the fervency of those desires which the Holy Spirit works. There may be praying in the Spirit where there is not a word spoken. As Moses prayed in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15. Do we understand? Do we really understand what it is to be an adopted child of God? When we understand that we are walking with the Lord, we need not fear. We sing the song and we sing it joyously. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Church, see one? Got another page full too. But please, be calm. Let us, we sing it vigorously. We sing it like we mean it. And in most cases, I believe we do. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Because you don't see how it's going to work out. You have doubts about it. Remember, God knows more than we know, and he can do that which is beyond human imagination for his children. He can do that. Little wonder the Bible says, but without faith. Without faith. What's it impossible? What's impossible? It's impossible to please God. Now think about that. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Think a moment. That means that God is not pleased when we serve Him and at the same time don't trust Him. Trust God. He created us, and we, listen now, as we close, we had no part in all that He did, and that, according to the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, we had no part in all of the things that He did before He created us. He didn't need any help. And He manifested who He is. I can do all things when we learn to trust God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Who does what? Who gives me the power and the wisdom to trust. Let us, brothers and sisters, let us really get a grip. And not just a mouth-speaking grip. Let us get a grip on whose we are and who we can turn to as we walk with Him. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And if you fall by the wayside, ask forgiveness and go on. Keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty, because we know that there is no one greater than the God whom we serve. You want a subject? You got one. You got one. All things work together for good. Another one. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let's just keep going. We're not going to quit. Quitting is not an option. And when we look at the work that God has for us here, it is He who has brought us here. It is He who we can still call on Him. And He didn't bring us here. I think there's a song that's something about a song. He didn't leave you. We might leave God, but God is not going to leave us. So let us keep marching doggedly on, because of whose we are, and it reflects on who we are. When we worry and self-sick, it reflects who we are, a disbelieving child of God. Where are you tonight? We are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. God hears the prayers of His children. He never ignores us when we walk with Him. And we're delighted in that. I don't believe He brought me this far to do what? Amen. Amen. Every member of this church, faithful member of this church, should always be praying, knowing that God hears my prayer. Because what He's let me be a part of, His family, and working in His kingdom. It's your time. Your decision. Where are you tonight? Are you walking with the Lord? If for whatever reason you become slothful, lackadaisical, doubtful, come on home. Renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And spend the rest of your days knowing that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. If you're here and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, the only church that God sent his son to die to the world, to live on earth with human beings, to die a cruel death, is to establish the Church of Christ. If you're a member of the Church of Christ, you are an adopted child of God, son or daughter, whatever you are, male or female. If you walked contrary to his will, come on home tonight. Rededicate your life. And we'll pray to the Father on your behalf. And if you're here tonight and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, then in that case, you are a member of a church that Jesus, if you are a member of a church, but not the Church of Christ, Jesus did not die for that church. Jesus died for his church. Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church. And all of hell did not keep him from doing it. Come on home, renew your covenant, rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, and let us walk at the end of the future, hand in hand, doing the will of God, and singing, "You Fight On." May God bless you to make your decision as we together stand.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me.
Yes.
Let us haste, oh, haste to the brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you?